Senate Committee on Veterans Emergency Preparedness will come to order. Madam Vice Chair, how are you today?
Oh, I am fine. And this morning, I want us all to remember that there are thousands of troops over in Iraq and Syria and Philippines and, you know, all over the world. And so they say it's a poem, but it really isn't a poem. It's words of a soldier who is in the Oregon National Guard, and he calls this the best moment. I think it was probably only about a month after we'd been there when Sergeant Jacques, he was my platoon sergeant, and I was just a private, and I was just a private, so we weren't really close. It wasn't like you could just go up and start talking to him, or at least I didn't feel that way at first. And one day, something had kind of got me down. I don't remember what it was. And I was just sitting outside cleaning one of the machine guns, and he came up to me and started talking to me and asked me questions here and there. And then me and him just kind of sat down and cleaned the machine gun for about 2 hours straight. And you know, it felt more like the kind of connection a father and son would have. I can say that was my fondest moment in Iraq. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Thank you, Madam Vice Chair. And it's interesting because my observation, having cleaned, unfortunately, one too many machine guns in my life, Madam Vice Chair, is that veterans seem to, in the end, fight for one another. You've been there. Sergeant Major's been there. Support one another, and it's always intriguing because veterans can argue, just they're the greatest arguers. They can sit around all day eating, you know, MREs and C rations, and before that K rations, and argue amongst themselves, and you think they're just some divisive little group, and as soon as somebody from the outside says something, they all combine together, mm-hmm. And it's that camaraderie that establishes that that's sort of out there. But colleagues, with that, we're going to move forward today with the weather pattern in Salem. In Salem presently, you would think everyone would be here. I know I saw the normal frost coming in, and I'm quite sure that the good Senator Manning saw the normal frost coming in. You might actually have to weather something, Madam Vice Chair.
I stay here.
Oh, you stay here. Mm-hmm. So some of our colleagues from up north are not here, and unfortunately, I would assume some people who might have wanted to have been here aren't here, but I've seen the internet's working, so those who aren't here get to look it on the schedule. So we're going to actually simply walk down our schedule that's in front of us here, and with that, I'm going to open a public hearing. And due to time constraints, possible work session on HCR 205. And if you would please, counsel, and then I'll speak.
Mr. Chair, members of the committee, HCR 205 recognizes and honors Private First Class Bryce M. Scott for his service to his country. Mr. Chair, would you care for me to read the background? Or?
If you'd read the background, since I know there's representatives and folks that could not make it this morning, it would be helpful for the record.
Mr. Chair, members of the committee, Private First Class Scott was born on September 17, 1988, in Eugene, Oregon, where he attended North Eugene High School. In March 2010, PFC Scott joined a long line of family members who served in the military when he enlisted in the United States Army. His military career led him to Fort Riley, Kansas, where he was assigned to the 4th Squadron, 4th Cavalry Regiment, 1st Heavy Brigade Combat Team, 1st Infantry Division, as a 19D Cavalry Scout and belt-fed machine gunner. Shortly after deploying to Afghanistan in 2011, PFC Scott was working a security checkpoint in Kandahar Province when he and two other soldiers were ambushed by insurgents. On July 31, 2011, he succumbed to wounds sustained from enemy fire while trying to help a fellow soldier. PFC Scott was known for his selflessness, always trying to help others and putting the needs of others before his own. He is survived by his wife and two daughters. House Concurrent Resolution 205 recognizes and honors Private First Class Bryce M. Scott for his service to his country.
Thank you.